It's a man's world. Trans athlete wins women's 1,500-meter running event in Canada. By Paul Bois on February 27, 2023. A transgender athlete coasted to victory in a women's 1,500-meter running event in Canada, marking yet another event in which a biological male outcompeted his female counterparts. Tiffany Newell, 50, placed first in the W50 1,500 meters, which is open to women aged 50 to 54, at the Canadian Masters Indoor Championships in Toronto, which took place over the weekend, noted the Daily Mail. Newell has repeatedly placed first in women's events, and has set global records in her age category, since transitioning in 2017. Newell finished with a time of 05:07.611 while his closest competitor Catherine Weber finished with a time of 06:19.358. In last year's competition, Newell set a record in the 5,000 meters women's run for the 45 to 49 age category with a time of 18:02.30. The Canadian Masters went as far to ratify the time as a record under the World Athletics policy for trans athletes, according to the Mail. Newell previously rejected the idea of an open category where transgenders would compete with each other, saying that he would be forced to run alongside men. "The policy makes sense for non-binary athletes, but I don't feel comfortable racing against men," said Newell. "It categorizes me in the sex I am not identified as. I am a woman, and I feel most comfortable racing against women or other transgender women," Newell added. "I believe an open category can work if athletes can continue to race against athletes of the same gender. Female athletes from various sports have begun speaking out against biological males competing alongside women. Most recently, pro surfer Bethany Hamilton called out the World Surf League's recent decision to allow men to compete against women under the guise of transgender inclusion. "This concerns me as a professional athlete that has been competing in the World Surf League events for the past 15-plus years," she said. "And I feel that I must speak up and stand up for those in position that may feel that they cannot say something about this. I think many of the girls on tour are not in support of this new rule, and they fear of being ostracized if they speak up. So here I go, questions that I want to consider with you." Hamilton concluded her statement by positing that the league creates a separate division for transgender athletes to compete amongst each other so that all can have a fair opportunity to showcase their passion and talent. She also said she will not compete in future World Surf League events if the rule remains in place or goes unchallenged.